Blog Talk Radio.
Question. I know you can hear the music. Can you hear me? I'm talking now. Can you hear me? Because Sue can't be in the studio right now because her phone's not working really well. So I need somebody to tell me if they can hear me before I go off on a whole dissertation that nobody's going to hear. Hello? Type yes. Type okay. Say hi. Oh, thank you, Kathy. Okay. I am hurt. I feel so validated. Yes, thank you. Okay. We've got a message from Shauna here. Her brother and cousin were in a very serious accident a few days ago, and he hurt his back. So he is being wheeled into surgery right now, and he's got to have his back cemented together. So prayers are asked for Shauna's brother. And I know that, it's very worried, little sister, but honey, put it in God's hands and it'll be fine. He's going to be fine. It'll be okay. It'll be a rough road, but he's going to be okay. All right? So there you go. And remember, darling, we love you. So you got it made in the shade. No problem. Well, we're not supposed to be having a problem. Okay, let's put it that way. Speaking of having a problem, are we sure today's not Monday? No, but it ended up good. It ended up, I got up at 7:30 this morning because I'd been awake since 4 o'clock and couldn't go back to sleep. and started working on the show, putting it together, getting the music, all that other good stuff done. And then I got a phone call about 10, 15-ish, something like that, from my handyman neighbor who is going to help me with my sewer drain problem. And he says, I'll be over in about 20 minutes. Okay, great. So I'm pushing, trying to get as much done as I can. I got one group posted, and he showed up. So that's why all the posting was late today, because I was outside helping to fix my drain lines and everything so that my house would function, other than just a shelter from the cold and the rain. Oh, Lordy, people. My goodness, I've never seen such a thing in my life. I didn't have a hole in my drain line. Nope, that's not what it was leaking out of. It was leaking where they had the bathtub in a P-trap connected to the main drain. Well, it was too high. They had the high end going on the outside of the drain, and the low end was coming out the bathtub drain. So it did leak a little bit. That's what I was hearing. But you know what? That sucker was packed full from the back bathroom, 66 feet to the septic tank. I've never seen such a thing before. And he figured it out. He just padded the sewer line. The guy's good. He padded the sewer line and says, well, that's full. But it's halfway back. How's it? He goes, well, that's your problem, honey. It's full. So we're going to have to, and it wasn't at a proper slant. So he fixed that. So now the drain line slants from the back of the house to the front of the house where the sewer line is, and or vice versa, whatever. But he had to dig it up, take the lid off. He pumped out my septic tank for me, so that it would work again. That was the whole problem all along, is the septic tank was full and the drain line was packed solid like they were making fudge rolls or something. It was horrible. That was a bad choice of words, but, you know, hey. Once the pressure was off, it just the clog just started moving. It wanted to move all along. But, yeah, I just went in, flushed toilets a couple of times, ran water in the sinks, and it took until 3:30 to get all that fixed, to get the slope fixed. And I've still got the place where all of my faucet, all my water lines come together and branch off to go to the sinks. That leaks. Every one of those connections leaks. So he's going to fix that for me, too. And he's going to put a new front door on for me when he finds one for me. So he gets bored, and he wants to help, so he helps. And, you know, I'm baking him cookies and cake and fudge and brownies for Christmas, because I tried to pay this guy for his time. He was here for 4.5 hours. He was here till 4 o'clock, and I tried to pay him for his time, and he wouldn't take any money. I begged him and finally got him to agree to $20, but that's all he would take. He said, no, there's more jobs, we'll work it all out later. You're not paying me for today at all. But he said, no, that's okay. He said, it was worth it to me because you knew what I was talking about when I explained stuff, and I didn't have to go in, didn't have to waste time. So I guess my upbringing around construction and the 3 times I had to install septic tanks and dig wells and stuff, I guess that came in handy. So, but you know what? A huge... huge relief it is to know what was wrong and to know that it was a really simple fix. We didn't have to replace any lines. It was so simple. It was so simple. And he did find 2 joints in my drain line that weren't tight. They were threatening to come apart. But he took good old Gorilla tape and fixed it. So there you go.
Well, good. So, I'm glad that's done, Jenny. That took a lot off your mind. That's
hey,
great.
Guys, the toilet's flush. Whoa.
glad you got your convenience back.
Oh, after what was it? It's been 2 weeks using a camp toilet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool. And it wasn't any of the drastic things we thought it was. And you know what else I found out? It was like my mouth hit the floor and I went, what? And he says, yeah. The installers that brought my washing machine,
mm-hmm.
when they put the drain tube supposedly in the drain pipe,
yeah.
you know, the drain pipe got shoved sideways and they just had it running in between the walls.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. A whole cycle of a large load in the washing machine, the first one I ran through. And it was enough, though, that finally filled up the septic tank and quit working. So,
mm-hmm.
interesting, eh? The things you find out in a house that's just kind of chopped together. But I told him, it might be a piece of garbage now, honey, but by the time I'm done with you, it's going to be perfect.
Oh.
Yeah, he looked at me and laughed. He goes, okay, that's fine. So, but he's already figured out how to replace my front door so I don't have that sticking cheap metal trailer door there anymore. So that'd be nice. He's going to get me a 36-inch door. He says, all I got to do is make the hole bigger. It'll work. Okay, go for it. Good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're doing it. I'll hold
that's
stuff.
That's right.
So, yeah, it turned out to be a pretty good day. It was a long day. I didn't get done entering music for the show until 4 o'clock. I started at 3. I continued it at 3:30. I told him, I've got to go do this or I'm not going to be ready. He goes, go. I'm just cleaning up. I said, okay, you can do that. So I had a chance to make a sandwich. I haven't eaten it yet. I haven't had anything to eat today.
Oh, goodness.
I
need to eat something.
It's just not going to happen yet. I've been busy since the minute I got up, so it's just how it goes. I don't feel like I'm starving to death, so I'm fine. I have a glass of milk with me. My sandwich is sitting here, but I doubt if I'll eat it. Not yet. I'll wait till after the show's over. But, hey, guys, I thought I'd let you know that finally it turned out to be a good day. The plumbing's fixed. Who would have thought?
Well, I'm happy for you. That's right.
I think it's fantastic. I'm ecstatic. I never thought that I would be so happy to flush a toilet.
Yeah, really? I bet so. Wow.
Mm. It was quite interesting to watch the clog come out. It just looked like white toilet paper all mashed together in a roll. That's all it was. And it was like, okay, it was as long as the house. Unbelievable. It was like, whoa.
Wow.
But once that was out, he just stirred the pot a little bit and put his pump in there and started pumping out my septic tank for me.
Well, the past owner probably was having problems too, don't you think?
No, it wasn't. Not until that one day when it flat out quit.
Huh.
I didn't have problems with it before that. So it was a very big surprise. Very big surprise. Well, before that, though, I think it had room enough to trickle down so that it went ahead and did the flushing and all that stuff. But then finally, when I did that one load of laundry that put 30 gallons into the system all at once, it said, I don't think so. And it didn't. So, you know, but he's really knowledgeable. He's been in construction for 30 years, and he knows all of it. And it's really awesome to once again be helping somebody that really knows what they're doing and to be confident that it's all going to be right when he's done. And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I totally love it. So I'm going to get my door done and windows. And exciting. And now we're talking over the next 4 or 5 years, folks. We're not talking all tomorrow. It's going to take time. It's going to take time.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he agreed with everything I want to do with it. So that's cool. That's really cool. Anyway, let's play some music now that we know how busy my day has been and how wonderful it has turned out. I hope y'all have some good outcomes for your day as well. And we're all going to be praying for Shauna's brother. He's on his way to surgery, probably in the operating room right now, for his back that he injured in that car accident he had. So she's going to have a good outcome to her day, too. I've decided that. It's going to be a good outcome. He's going to be fine, and she's going to be able to breathe freely and relax a little bit. I hope she doesn't drink any coffee. Anyway. See, that would be my perspective. I'm stressed out. I'd go and get a latte at Starbucks or something. Oh, make me a 12-cup or I'll down that in an hour or two. Yeah. Okay, at least I'd be awake for the whole thing. Okay, let's play some of this fantastic music I've got waiting for me. I was looking at the reels online last night, and every once in a while I'd come across a really good song, so I'd write it down.
Mm-hmm.
I've got probably 10 of them, 8 of them, something like that. And I had the leftovers from Thursday's show, of course. But I played all the songs that John sent me on Thursday, so that was really kind of cool. And I've got Sue's Request today, which is an Elvis song. I've got that in here. And I've got a bunch more that I like. Why not? Oh, hey, once in a while. And then I've got a lot of songs. We're probably not going to get the ones that I won't play because I've got too many good ones that John sent me. He sent me, 12, something like that, 13. And then we got a lot of songs. And I have an Andy Gibbs song and a Bee Gees song. And the Bee Gees song is for John because he likes the Bee Gees. Anything the Bee Gees does is good. And I've got an Andy Gibbs song to go with it. So let's get started. This is the first one that John sent me this morning. It's by Emil Ford, and it's called You'll Never Know What You're Missing Unless You Try.
Have you ever wanted to steal a kiss? Have you ever wanted to try? But you let her get you scared to death. You got so mad you could cry. Well, I'm sorry for you, but I really don't know why. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
Have you ever wanted to hold her tight, but you just couldn't get up the nerve? Well, you waited till she had to go. You got just what you deserve. Did she smile at you and you never did know why? 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
No, you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
No, no, you never know what you're missing. That's no lie.
That's no lie.
So you better listen to what I say. If you want her to kiss you tonight, go ahead and hold her close to you and squeeze her with all your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. 'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
Till you try.
You want her to kiss you tonight, go ahead and hold her hand. Click you to squeeze her with all your might. You better give her the word before she leaves you high and dry. Cause you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try. No, no, you never know what you're missing till you try, till you try.
I think that was pretty good. I like that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, that was about the third time we played that over the past 2 or 3 years. But it's always worth it. I like it. I like it. Now, Peter made a request, and Peter, if you're listening, honey, it's okay to ask me directly. That's fine. I really don't bite. I'll send a hitman after you, but I don't bite. Anyway, no, I don't. I'm just teasing. Anyway, he left it wide open, so it's his fault. He just requested that I play something by Jimmy Sweeney. I've never heard of Jimmy Sweeney. I don't know who the dude is. And John didn't realize who the dude was until he heard some of the stuff that they have information videos on him. I am going to play the first part of one of those videos because this explains why he didn't do one of the songs that Jimmy Sweeney did a demo for him with. And I don't know if I actually got that put in or not. If I did, I'll play it. If I didn't, I won't. It's not a problem. But I want you to hear the first part of this recording as to why he didn't do, at that time, the song Without You. Because we never see Elvis this way. Nobody ever thinks of Elvis this way. And I'm not playing the whole thing because it's 8 minutes. So when it gets cut off, it's just because that's enough. So here you go with Elvis and Jimmy Sweeney.
A music mystery now solved. 1954, a recording studio in Memphis. Legendary Sun Records producer Sam Phillips has a demo record he wants an aspiring young singer to hear. It's called Without You.
Always at twilight, I wish on a star. Ask God to keep you wherever you are.
As the story goes, teenage Elvis Presley listened intently, but just couldn't master the purity of the voice on that record. He pounded the table and said, "I hate him. I hate him. Why can't I sing like that?" Elvis, of course, eventually simmered down and soon released his first song, That's All Right. But who was that singer on Without You, the earliest of influences on Elvis? There was no name listed on the demo record, and for decades he remained a mystery. But a few years ago, thanks to music researcher Christopher Kennedy, we learned that a black Nashville singer named Jimmy Sweeney was almost certainly the voice that so frustrated Elvis Presley that day and would impact his future recordings. And now there is a new collection of Jimmy Sweeney's music. And Christopher Kennedy joins us now from Warwick, New York. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're also joined from Nashville by Eugenia Sweeney, a legal secretary and Jimmy Sweeney's daughter. Welcome to you.
Good morning.
Christopher, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, that's all we need to know about that. Elvis pounded the table and said, "Why can't I sing like that?" And there were probably a few more choice words tossed in there because he used to do that when he was upset. But, I thought that was pretty slick.
Very interesting,
and
yeah.
The voice you heard singing... Oh, come on, computer. Quit giving me hassles. I'm really not up to it today. Thank you. I think that voice that we heard singing was Jimmy Sweeney. So
yeah.
doing the song Without You, but there wasn't a full recording of it, and I didn't get that far with my music today. Please forgive me. I was fixing my sewer line. But anyway, I do have one that Jimmy Sweeney did, Roy Orbison did, Solomon King did, and then Elvis did it. So here is, I'm going to play all four of them, but I don't know if I'm going to play all four of them today. Okay? I'm going to start with Solomon King, and this is his version of She Wears My Ring. Version by Jimmy Sweeney, which will be Peter's request. Okay, so here's your request. Jimmy Sweeney, who is also Jimmy Bell, She Wears My Ring.
Eternally. with loving care, I placed it all.
He got a little bit under his belt. He could sing like that. He just didn't realize it at the time. That's all. There you go. And I want to let you know that there are two more versions of that song by Roy Orbison in 1964, I believe it was. And then Elvis did it after that. But we're going to have those on Thursday's show. Four versions doesn't bother me, but there are a lot of people that it would kind of bother, so we're not going to go there. We'll do the next two on Thursday, and it'll be just perfect. No problem. Okay? So here's one that you guys have heard other artists do, including Elvis, but you haven't heard it like this. This is by David Toney. Help Me Make It Through the Night. Reggae. Let's go with this one.
Take a ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Lay it soft up on my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it. Yesterday is dead and gone. be alone. Help me make it through the night.
Getting used to sometimes, you know.
Not great, but
a reggae country song. Well, some of them make it good, and some of them just kind of make it. And I haven't heard one that I hated or disliked. Actually, just this one. I just got to get used to this one, and it'll be fine. I like reggae, so it shouldn't be too difficult. It's not going to hurt or anything. You know how it is. All right. John sent me another one this morning that I've never heard before. Never. And it's by the Everly Brothers. Now, why haven't I heard it before if the Everly Brothers did it? I don't understand, but I like it. It makes me think of my grandma. I like this song. It's called Rockin' Alone in an Old Rocking Chair.
Sitting alone in an old rocking chair, I saw an old mother with silvery hair. She seemed so neglected by those who should care. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair, her hands were all calloused and wrinkled and old. A life of hard work was the story they told. And I thought of angels as I saw her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. Bless her. Though life has been bitter, she'll live it again and carry that cross that is more than her share. Rocking alone in an old rocking chair. It wouldn't take much just to gladden her heart, just some small remembrance on somebody's part. A letter would brighten her empty life there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I know some youngsters in an orphan's home who'd think they owned heaven if she were their own. they'd never be willing to let her sit there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair. I look at her and I think, what a shame, the ones who forgot her she loved just the same. And I think of angels as I see her there, rocking alone in an old rocking chair.
Makes you think, you know, sometimes getting older can be peaceful if you got a rocking chair and a porch. Something to watch. Anyway, birds, fish, boats, whatever, roller skaters. Well, not so much out in the country. That's kind of difficult. But, yeah. You got something to watch. Hey, sitting in a rocking chair just watching the world go by is just fine. Not a problem at all. Get a good book and read that for a while and then see what the birds are doing. And that don't sound so bad. That doesn't sound so bad at all. Okay. It is time for Sue's request. Doing the Best I Can by Elvis. Da-da-da-da. That's pretty cool. Okay, this was written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, and it was recorded at the RCA Studios in Hollywood, April 27th of 1960. So he was still a young scamp, you know, getting in trouble, doing whatever, playing jokes, eating french fries and hamburgers. I mean, you know, it's well, I guess he always did that, didn't he? Anyway, this song was recorded for the movie G.I. Blues, okay? So it'll be in, it's in the G.I. Blues Collector's Edition, it's in the Time Life Collection, Volume 7, it's in the Romantic Elvis. You can find it in quite a few albums and everything, and it's usually Master Take 13, okay? So you just, you look around and it's there. It's like ghosts. You turn around and they're behind you. You turn around the other way and they're in front of you. I mean, you know, you can find Elvis music everywhere if you can look for it. Hey, you know, good deal. I think you can find it online all the time. Not difficult, which is a good thing. I really like that. Anyway, this is Doing the Best I Can by Elvis Presley from 1960.
I gave my heart, I gave my love, oh my darling, I am true, doing a I can, but it's not good enough for you. I tried so hard to please. Oh, my darling, what more could I do? Doing the best. Best I can, but it's not good enough for you. You know I wasn't the kind who'd run any time you'd call. I guess I was the only one who didn't mind at all. I'll be a dreamer, I'll be a fool.
That was a nice song. Thanks, Sue. That was good. That's one of those, well, that's one of those we don't hear very often. So, you know, that was nice. That was nice. Now we can all sigh and reoxygenate. We need to do that sometimes, you know. We got to breathe. I forget sometimes. You know, I start listening to a song or something, and I start holding my breath and not realize I'm holding my breath. Then the song's over and I wonder all of a sudden why I let my breath go and need to breathe fast to get more oxygen because I was holding my breath like an idiot. Well, you know, I guess you got to be an idiot sometimes just to balance out when you're not. If. Sometimes I wonder if I'm not an idiot all the time, you know? No, I don't think so, not all the time.
I've done that before. I've done that before. And I tell you what, I've noticed it more lately because I'm hurting, you know, when I'm trying to walk or move. I've noticed I'm thinking, damn, I'm not breathing, something's wrong. But I'm holding my breath because of the pain.
Yes. Well, and honey, when you're injured, it's not good to hold your breath because you need that oxygen in your system to heal. So knock it off. Just like it's that easy, right? Hey.
Oh, yeah, right. Just real easy, Jenny.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, anyway, John sent a song by Frankie Lane. Now, you guys all remember Frankie Lane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he did country western and pop music. He never really went rock and roll, I don't think, that I can recall. But he had a lot of songs out there. He did. This is one of them. It's called Answer Me.
Answer me, Lord above, just what sin have I been guilty of? Tell me how I came to lose my love. Please answer me, oh Lord. She was mine yesterday. I believe that love was here to stay. Won't you tell me where I've gone astray? Please answer me, oh Lord. If she's happier without me, don't tell her I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been true. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me, oh Lord. I care. But if she still thinks about me, please let her hear my prayer. Let her know I've been through. Send her back so we can start anew. In my sorrow, may I turn to you. Please answer me. Oh,
that was an ending. Yep, can't argue that one. Frankie Lane is the one that did the song Cool Water. Do you guys remember that?
I'm pretty song.
Yes. It was one of my favorite songs when I was a kid. I liked that song. They didn't play it nearly enough. Of course not. They usually played something stupid. What can I tell you? Anyway, he did a lot of different genres. Frankie Lane did country. He supposedly did pop. He did rock. He did all kinds of different genres. And if you look him up, you can hear some good music, really. And you wouldn't think with the name Frankie Lane. I mean, I always associated that with country western, you know, the Cool Water and the Streets of Laredo and all that kind of stuff. But he did so many other different things that if you don't look him up and you just go along on the assumption that he just sang country music, you're missing a whole lot. So look it up sometime and spend an hour listening to Frankie Lane, and I bet you'll end up spending two or three. It's that good. All right, this is another one John sent, and I've never heard this before. I've never heard of Johnny Ashcroft. He's a singer. But you know what? This song could make you cry, and you need to get out your tissues, honey. Sorry, it's just how it is. This is called Little Boy Lost.
In the wild New England ranges came the word one fateful day to every town and village that a boy had lost his way. All the townsfolk quickly gathered and the wild bush horses tossed as they went to search the ranges for a little boy lost. They went out to search the ranges for a little boy lost. A lad of just 4 summers, Stephen Walls, that is his name, and nobody doubts his courage, 'cause he's hardy and he's gay. But there's danger in this country that man has seldom crossed, and they wonder if they'll find alive this little boy lost. And they wonder if they'll find alive this little boy lost. Came the night, came the morning, another night. God in heaven for her living.
No one walks upon the streets, for they comb the wild bush country on a thousand aching feet. They searched every hidden valley, though his trail they never crossed, and their hopes are slowly fading for this little boy lost. With heavy hearts they prayed to God above to show the way. When from the scrubby gully came the voice they've ne'er forgot, "Where's my daddy, where's my daddy?" cried the little boy lost. "Where's my daddy, where's my daddy?" cried the little boy. So well, there's a story that the townsfolk and the bushmen often tell. How he fought a rugged country where man had seldom crossed, and a mother's prayers were answered for her little boy lost.
Cool, huh? I think that's pretty neat. I mean, they go out looking for this kid, and he's been in country that adults don't go in. And he's just, right. Where's my daddy? Where's my daddy? You know, I found this big bear. I found this deer. The wolves walked with me for a while, but where's my daddy? Oh, I lived in the forest before, in the mountains, and it's just when I heard this song, that's what it brought to my mind, because there was all kinds of critters out there in the woods, and it was a dangerous place if you didn't know what to do out there. And it seemed like every year somebody got lost and never found. It wasn't usually children. It was usually adults that should have known better. You know, and I'm going to say this to everybody, listen, because I learned this when I worked for the Department of Lands, State of Idaho, when I lived up Priest Lake. It's like, if you're going to go to the woods, whether you're going berry picking or you're going hunting or you're going fishing or you're just going hiking, whatever you're doing, please brush up on what you should do if you meet a cougar, what you should do if you meet a bear, what you should do if you see a wolf. You know, it's these things quite often, if they're given an escape route, are not going to bother you. But a bear, you can't tell. A cougar, you can't tell. Is that cougar wounded? Does it have a cub? That is a lot of what depends on what that animal is going to do. And same with the bear. Is it a mother bear? Does she have one or two cubs? Has she recently lost some? Has she recently had a fight with another bear or a bull bear? You know, it's, you need to know how to tell these things if you want to come back from the woods alive. And that sounds kind of scary, and I'm not meaning to put anybody off. It's a wonderful place to spend time out in the woods like that, to see the trees and how some of these groves are left to grow natural and not harvested and just cleaned up a little bit when a couple of them fall and everything else starts getting choked. You see things in their natural place. And, I used to have black bear. There was a 3-year-old black bear, and I used to have grizzly bears in my driveway in my yard all the time. It was no big deal because I wasn't afraid of them, and I didn't do the wrong thing. So, and that's what this song made me think of. If you're going to the woods for any reason, brush up on what you should do in different cases. You know, so that then you can come home and tell people about your experience and be happy with what happened. You know, you see a bear picking the huckleberries you want? Let him have them. Don't fight a bear for berries. Never. you won't win. You know, knowing, what do you do? You curl up in a ball, you protect your neck and your belly, and you don't run and don't scream and yell. Not for a bear. Play dead as close as you can. Yeah, you're gonna get a few cuts and scrapes because she is gonna swipe at you. Especially if there are cubs around, you better shinny a tree, or she'll do a whole lot more than just a couple of scrapes at you. A cougar? Make a lot of noise. Same with a wolf. Wave your arms. Make noise. Act big. They'll back up and wonder what the heck you are. But they aren't going to attack you. And if you know what to do, you can have a wonderful experience in the forest. Whether no matter what you're doing, if you're just walking, if you're camping, if you're, like I say, fishing, berry picking, whatever it is, just know what to do. And you'll come home to people that love you. That's all. Just know what you're doing. And it's a lot easier than you think. It's common sense. So please do that. It's springtime. People are going to go for picnics. They're going to go for hikes. They're going to go for boat rides. Please know what to do in the different scenarios you might run into so that you can come home to the people that love you. It's important. It really, really is. Okay. Enough for lesson number 475. Do I count? No, I just arbitrarily number them. It doesn't matter. I'm going to play this song for John because he likes the Bee Gees an awful lot. And he once told me, he says, anything by the Bee Gees is good. Well, this is a good one by the Bee Gees. It's How Deep Is Your Love?
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again, and you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave. Yeah.
cool. You know, and they sang that song in various settings. They were on a talk show once and sang that song. I didn't recognize who the host was. I don't watch those shows very much. It's kind of hard to do when you don't have regular TV. But be that as it may, yes, they were talking about when the different Bee Gees died, and Andy did die first. He was in the hospital. I think he was only 30-something. He was very young. I want to say 38, but I'm not sure he made it that far. But, yeah, it was flu and heart complications and lungs, all that. He just kind of couldn't handle it. And he was very young, very young. And then Maurice died next, and I forget what he died from, but he was one of the twins. And it was quite a while after that when Robin died. I don't remember what Robin died from either. But Barry is still around. He's still kicking. So as long as he's here and he's kicking, he's going to be missing his brothers. But he's kind of doing things in honor of them, you know, that kind of thing. And that's always a good thing. It'll get him through a bit more time. And he'll be here for as long as God says he's here. So he's continuing on. He's continuing on. He misses his brothers, but he's going to keep going. So that's the good part about it. Anyway, here is another song that John sent me. Cliff Richard. You guys, I like Cliff Richard. He was a good performer. I liked him. This song is called A Voice in the Wilderness.
Longing for you, my arms were so lonely, lonesome blue. Alone in my sorrow, I heard a voice cry, a voice in the wilderness, a voice from the sky. Have faith in you, darling, the voice seemed to say, be true to her memory, she'll come back one day. And though there was no one, nobody to see, a voice in the wilderness brought comfort to me. We had a quarrel, I wasn't kind, why did you leave me, love made me blind. Come back to me, darling, I yearn for your touch. Have pity, come back now, I need you so much. Believe me and you'll hear it, the voice from above. A voice in the wilderness, a voice of true love.
Cliff Richard was a good performer. And now, friends and neighbors and boys and girls, I haven't the foggiest idea. Let's see. What do we got here? Oh, I know. I know. I know. I know. This will get you moving. And get your shoes off and untangle your legs from your chair, girl, because here we go. With Oh, come on, you computer, you. You are such a computer. And it's driving me totally insane. I tell it to do something, and it says, no, I'm not going to do that. Why would I want to? Because I'm tired. Okay, here we go. Got it. You just have to talk to it. Your computer has feelings. Remember that. And then you'll be totally bonkers, and they'll cart you away in a straitjacket into a rubber room. Okay, they might paint it for you if you ask nicely. And then again. Okay, The Kinks from 1964. You really got me. You really got me. This other one first. I'm so tired. I can't even think straight. So I'm going in one of those mazes that turns the corner here and doubles back on itself there and crawls under the bridge there. Yeah. That's what's happening to me right now. I got 3 hours sleep last night. And it was all before 4 a.m. Oh, my Lord. Okay, here is the Ponytails. And John did this one, too. It's all his fault, you know. Jiminy Christmas. Born Too Late.
That you won't take. Why was I born too late?
And you know, I just keep telling them that they weren't born too late. They just have to be patient and grow up and catch in between girls. He'll be there for her. Just keep patient and hopeful. Hey, you know, you might waste your whole life, but what the hey? You never know. I mean, if you give up, what are you going to get? Nothing. So don't give up. Just wait. You'd be surprised. You will be surprised. All right, here's one that John sent. Come on, computer, please. I promise I won't replace you yet. You're not old enough. What the hey? Okay. Jay and the Americans. And you'll, I think you'll remember this song because they were playing it an awful lot. You know, and it's really kind of cool. And John likes it. John sent it to me. And I always did like it. It's Caramilla by Jay and the Americans.
Caramilla,
begging me to do that. You guys couldn't hear it, but it was begging me. It was down on its knees with hands clasped in front saying, please, please give us the ending. And yeah, they'll be here in about 10 minutes to take me away.
Okay.
Oh. Well, see, they've been listening for a while, so they've picked up the pace. They're speeding to get here now. They're afraid I'll just go absolutely mad and start bouncing off the walls. It's possible, but why? They're in bad enough shape. I don't need to do anything more. Okay, the next song I'm going to play is Next Step is Love, recorded in RCA Studio B in Nashville, June 7th of 1970, and it was written by two Pauls. I'm not making it up. It was written by Paul Evans and Paul Parnes. Anyway, yeah. pee-pee. I didn't even realize that until I said it. Okay, never mind. Anyway, when they recorded that, it was recorded as a single at RCA, and they put it on That's the Way It Is. They put it on From Elvis with Love, Today, Tomorrow, and Forever, and a few others, and I'll let you research to find out what the other ones are. So, without further ado, from 1970 rehearsal, is The Next Step Is Love.
Next step is love. It's not a song. Yesterday has slipped away.
It's okay. It's
way to go, Glenn. Yesterday has slipped away and the sun is...
Okay.
Yesterday has slipped away and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is sex. Next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at it run. God, no. Special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been giving up your ass. Well, the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped away and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world they've willed to you and me. We'll be broader than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hanging on out, we're bringing on in the best we've picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday has slipped wander away. And the sun is welcome in the evening shadows, a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. Yes, it's love. The next step is love. Yes, girl, it's
his sense of humor never does quit. I love that rehearsal tape. That is so hilarious. I laugh every time. Oh, my word. That man's sense of humor was something special, I tell you. And I could have sat and listened to him in rehearsal for days on end and never got tired of it, because his sense of humor just would take off and fly, and you never knew where it was going to land. It was fun. I love it. I remember the first time I heard that tape. The next step is sex. I went, what? Wait, huh? What are you saying, dude? What's going on here? You know, and it's, oh, yeah. And gather the frosting, and it's like, uh-huh. This guy's a little bit kinky, I think. Yeah. Hey. Who knows? Oh, might be fun. Not be you. We can talk about it.
Right.
I love that tape. I think it is so funny. It's so funny. All right. He sent me another one today that I want to make sure and play, simply because it's kind of the theme song to a movie that I have seen 3 times, and it's a long movie. John Wayne is in it, but it's not a John Wayne movie. Figure that one out. You'll have to watch the movie to know what I'm talking about. There are so many stars in this movie, and it is such a fantastic movie. Do you like World War II movies, first off? I probably should ask that question.
Yes,
because this is a movie you got to see. If you like World War II movies, you have got to watch this movie. Oh, my gosh. It is such a good movie. Landing on the beach and everything that happens to everybody throughout this day. And they call it the longest day. VE Day, they call it the longest day. If I'm remembered correctly, it's VE Day. So if you can, look this movie up and watch it. I dare you. I love this movie. So here is the song, The Longest Day.
Many men are tired and weary. Many men
makes you want to just get up and march around the room, doesn't it? Unreal. Mm-hmm. I love it. I grew up on World War II movies. That was one of the best. That was one of the best. All right. The Monkees. Mike Nesmith, Peter Tork, Mickey Dolenz, and Davy Jones. Yep. And they really could play their own instruments. That was a rumor going around in the 60s that they couldn't play their own instruments. And it was a lie. They could play their instruments. Anyway, this is a song that Mike is the lead singer on. It's called Sweet Young Thing.
I know that something very strange has happened to my brain. I'm either feeling very good or else I am insane. The seeds of doubt you planted have started to grow wild, and I feel that I must yield before the wisdom of a child. And it's love you bring, no, that I can't deny. With your wings I can learn to fly, sweet young thing. People try to talk to me, their words are ugly sounds. I resist all their attempts to try and bring me down. Turned on to the sunset like I've never been before. I'll listen for your footsteps and your knock upon the door. And it's love you bring, no, that I can't deny. With your wings I can learn to fly, sweet young thing. And it's love you bring, with dreams of bluer skies and morning sings, when I see it in your eyes, sweet young thing. Sweet young thing.
Just let the guitar slowly fade into the sunset. I love that. That was always one of my favorite songs from the Monkees. I had three of their, I think they had seven albums. I only had three. At that point in time, I wasn't babysitting so much, so I didn't have the money to go buy them. And that was the rule at our house. If we wanted the music, we could have it, but we had to buy it. So I guess with seven kids, you got to do what you got to do, you know. And that's all right. We never knew we were missing anything. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Oh, yeah. Oh, come on. You see, this computer, every time I think I got something done here, it goes, Okay. Now, it should do it. Oh, there we are. 1964, The Searchers. Don't throw your love away.
Don't throw your love away.
Don't throw that stuff away. It comes in very useful. Don't be throwing it away. Don't you do that. And to give. Okay, you know, we were talking about the Bee Gees and all that before, all the Gibb brothers and all that, and Andy was never a part of the group because he was too little. And they were on their way and doing their thing as a trio by the time he would come of age to be able to be part of the group. So he did it solo. He did it solo. The problem being is that he got into the cocaine, stuff like that. And that is what weakened his heart to the point that it became susceptible to an infection. And I had heard that he had the flu at the same time, but it was the virus that got to his heart that killed him. Okay, his heart was weakened by the cocaine. That's the blurb I read this morning. Put it all together and part of it's true. I'm not even going to guess which part. Just, you know, some of it's there, some of it's not. It just, the guy died, okay, at age 30. He died. Cocaine was part of it. Where the cocaine came in, they say one thing, they say another. It depends on what you read, who wrote what you read. So anyway, he died. He was in the hospital when he died too, but that's how it is. But before he left, he gave us some pretty awesome music. I used to love to listen to Andy Gibb. I used to love to watch him perform. Yeah, he seemed to be a little bit full of himself, but that's because he was so young. You know, and he could ride the coattails of his older brothers, and it gave him a big head. What can you do, right? He would have grown out of it. You know, he would have gotten over it. But he made some bad decisions and wasn't around long enough. But anyway, in the meantime, we have Shadow Dancing.
You got me looking at that heaven in your
I guess he got his share of little teeny boppers too, didn't he? Mm.
Yeah.
I wonder if Tom Jones ever counted how many panties he had thrown at him and hotel keys. That could be mind-boggling. I saw him a couple of performances. I always saw him on TV. I never saw him live. I never saw anybody live. But I saw him on TV, but they didn't edit that out. They saw ladies throwing their panties at him and their motel keys and their bras, and it's like, oh, you guys, get a life, you know? Good grief. I often wondered what his wife thought about that. That poor lady. They didn't stay married, you notice. They did not. So, hey, she couldn't have had a very good opinion of it. Anyway, that being aside, since I didn't know either one of them, so I don't really know for a fact what it was or what she felt, and we're just talking out our hats, we're going to stop doing that, and we're going to play another song by the Searchers. And this is cool. Sweet for my sweet, sugar for my
sweet. Sweet for my sweet, sugar for my honey, your perfect kiss.
There we go. There we go. I love that song. I haven't heard that in a coon's age, but, you know, who's counting? It's not the 60s anymore. They don't play it on all the radio stations. You got to find an oldie station, and then they'll play it on the oldie station maybe sometimes. Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's so much oldies music to play. They don't always get to everything that everybody likes. So I haven't heard that in years. And I like it. So, okay, I get to play it. So, yay. All right, next. I got to have some coffee to calm down. I'm trying to stay awake, and it's crazy. It feels crazy, too. My head is mushy. Anyway, how about the Zombies? That the name of that band still just slays me. The Zombies. The Zombies. I don't think I'd want to see a stage show. It could be really weird. Anyway, the song is not really weird. The song is totally awesome. It's the time of the season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the time to
promise lands
to show you everyone.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich. Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know.
Working back there. That was the organ. Back at that point in time, almost all the bands that had keyboard players, a lot of the bands that had keyboard players used B3 organ, and it had a very distinctive sound, and that was it. So, yeah, our keyboard player had a B3 until they got in a wreck and a semi smashed the van with all the equipment in it. Except Carl's equipment. We had Carl's equipment in our station wagon with us. So, a little Opel station wagon. It was packed to the gills. My gosh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was interesting, but we'd never gotten any wrecks. So, it was okay. And that's why we kept his equipment with us. Just because we knew the other guys. Anyway, it is that time again, people. We are out of music time. I just have one more song to play. play. And I want to say thank you for coming and joining me. And I know, Sue, you had some trouble with your phone right before the show, so I'm glad it got cleared up and you got to come be with me. I'm glad it let you do that anyway. I mean, you know, you need some bright lights in your day, and music will do that. Music will do that, and I hope you get it. Yeah. Gee, Merry Christmas. Maybe you've heard a couple of songs. You'll go around singing and bopping now, and your leg will get better, and you won't even notice it.
Exactly. That'll be great. That'll be wonderful.
Oh, hey, we can always dream, honey. Dreams are good.
Oh, no.
Fantasies and dreams will carry us through, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, hey.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, everybody in the chat, thank you for being there. And I noticed that John came in right towards the end, so... Hey, that was kind of cool, see him there. And I hope Peter enjoyed his request being played. If he got to hear it, he can hear it later if he didn't. But we did it, and we did some extra with it, too. So I hope he enjoys that. And everybody that was in the chat today, I know I didn't say hi to you individually, but my brain is just not up to it today, ladies. It's just kind of mushy. So I'm going to go make some grits. And make the contents of my tummy match the contents of my brain. I'll just be mushy all over.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, honey, you don't know how tired I really am. But, yeah, I had a great time today. And tomorrow is the gospel show. Now, just because it's a gospel show doesn't mean we're not going to have fun. Okay? We are going to have fun. So you don't want to miss out on it. The gospel show a lot of times is more fun in a different way, and you don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. You got to feed your soul as well as your emotions and your body, okay? So come in and feed your soul tomorrow at the gospel show. And in the meantime, I'm going to play Bill Medley and Jennifer Warnes singing the song from Dirty Dancing called Time of My Life. Good night, everybody.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
before.
Never felt
yes,
before.
I swear it's the truth, and I hope it.